in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
We are in control of your radio dial.
Radio? Who needs a radio?
They gotta pump up the volume here.
Anna. Prolonged exposure to loud noise can cause permanent damage.
Radio transmission activated.
Well, pardon me while I jump up and click my heels.
It's the Kix Morning Show, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, and welcome to Wednesday, February 24th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning. How is it going, Draper?
Oh, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle. Get some coffee and we'll get rolling after basketball last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get done with a game like that, even though they didn't win, it was still pretty exciting.
Yeah, what was the final score?
They end up losing by, what, 5, I think?
Okay.
They were close. It was really close.
Man.
But coming down from something like that, it takes a good, like, hour. It
takes a while.
Yeah. It takes a bit to get settled down enough to be able to go to sleep. But doing all right. How about you?
All right, actually. We spent hours pretty much just laying around playing games.
Yeah.
But, like, video games separately.
Just being separately lazy video
gaming?
Well,
I mean, I had the Switch, and then I had my phone, and I was doing a little bit of work in between, and then I just like watching my boyfriend play sometimes.
Like, it's your own personal Twitch channel?
No. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yes.
Watching Jackson.
Yeah.
How is the cutest daddy ever, Husker Nick?
Oh, you know. Good.
Oh,
had
that
a great
was
day
cute
yesterday.
From Bailey.
Yeah,
she's cool.
She's adorable, but your kids just look so freaking happy being outside, dude.
Yeah, well, like I posted on Facebook, it had been, we added it up, it had been almost 7 weeks since the kids had seen each other.
Wow. Aww.
So they were, yesterday was like, it was cool, man. The whole neighborhood was outside, and everybody was grilling, and the kids got to go out and play in what, you know, this big snow piles as they're melting and stuff, and it was neat seeing everybody together. It was a much needed day.
I agree.
It's weird how that feels strange.
Yeah, it was. It was nice to see everybody.
Right.
You know. I mean, like I don't know. This lady attacked me on my Facebook post, and she's like, "Well, kids just don't go outside anymore, it sounds like." And I'm like, "Well, or our family had COVID."
Yeah.
Then it was -33 for a week and some change.
And then didn't like your neighbors have COVID too? I mean, like it's been a while.
It's been a long time since she's been in school, but they actually get out of school, and by the time you get home and get dinner cooked, it's dark in the winter.
Yeah.
I don't know if that occurs to you.
Yeah.
And so, it's been, you know, sub-zero temperatures.
Yes, exactly. Right. Like, you know, I'm all about a good kids are soft these days rant, but not like that. That's pretty lame.
But watch it like a month from now, your kids will be outside, and she's like, "Oh, those kids are outside all the time."
Yeah.
And they're so loud. They're having way too much fun.
No. She'll be sitting out there, and I'll keep them away from her because she's super old, and I don't want her to get sick.
That's good of you for doing
that. Yeah, see, we look out for her.
Exactly.
So that's okay.
Looking out for the neighbors, living the best life we can right now with what's going on. And the weather, luckily enough, going to stay pretty decent for the next couple days.
Yeah, 40 today. It's going to be windy, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty windy. About 18 miles an hour.
It's a little breezy this morning already.
Yeah, and some slick in some spots still where that melting's going on.
So
be careful.
Well, it froze, I'm sure, overnight, be careful.
I parked on a massive frozen snow hump.
On your new car?
Yes.
You just thought you'd test it out and
see what kind of off-roading you can do? Well, I thought it'd be a little crunchier than it was, and it wasn't. It was very slick, so you should have seen the dance I did getting out of the vehicle.
Because you thought you were BA, because you were just climbing up
the
hill.
Yeah, I was like, vroom, park, and then I got out, and I was like, oh, God.
Well, whatever your day is, let's get going.
Coming up next.
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
A lot to get on the show, including what's trending, and we'll get you the latest on what's going on with Tiger Woods. Couples therapy. I'm going to try again with our engaged couple. We couldn't get a hold of them last week, whether they dipped out or not.
Round two.
We'll get round two with them today. We'll also ask you about what you were telling the truth, but people didn't believe you, which is a carryover from yesterday with Husker Nick and his son's homework getting eaten by the dog for real, though. And more coming up on the show.
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid as a stupid does, sir.
All right, you guys can choose. Do we want to go to Canada? Do we want to go to the police station? Or do we want to go to a robbery via wheelchair?
Nick, what do you think?
Ooh.
I kind of want to go to Canada, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd say Canada.
I kind of want to go in the order that you just read, because okay. I think I want the last one to be the wheelchair.
Okay, mm-hmm. That sounds good to me. So the Winnipeg City government is having a pretty difficult time getting its citizens to stop making sexually suggestive snow people throughout the area.
What's the snow for, if not that?
If not that.
The city officials are begging the Manitoba citizens to stop creating these works of art, especially around schools.
Oh, that's just not right.
I mean, around the school thing, I understand.
So they have had scenes of a snowman on a park bench, one arm resting on the park bench, the other arm doing you know what.
Oh, gosh.
Geez, it's not even like sensual.
Even like funny. That's just gross.
There's one next to City Hall where a man is leaning both arms up against the bench, and in front of him is a lady.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So at least that's not.
I mean, that's actually kind of funny, but yeah. Just because it's so aggressive.
Those are the top two most aggressive of the snowmen. There's one right in front of a storefront. It's an actual snowman with his nose as a carrot. And then something else is
also that's not a carrot.
Pointing in the direction of going into the store.
I was hoping that you were going to say his carrot nose was something else.
No. Like his hand, he's pointing into the door?
No, it's something lower than your hand.
Huh.
So just...
His feet?
The snowman. No, it's
are
higher than
his feet pointing
those.
Towards
it's,
the door?
It's below the waist, but above the
knees. Oh, his knees.
And it's above the knees.
It's quad.
Ew. So if you go up there,
there's quad.
Now they're going to try
snow quad
chasing down people that are making suggestive snow people.
Mm.
And then it's just funny because, well, I'm sure there's something dirty here in Lincoln that I just haven't seen or heard about. But
I'm sure, yeah.
Meanwhile, in Lincoln, people are building, you know, like cute dinosaurs
and giant
foxes
snow forts.
And snow forts. And Canada's like, ha 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 ha.
Look what we do. then we go to, if you're going to claim the cops treated you unfairly, try not to commit a crime while you're filing the complaint.
Oh, okay.
So Ethan Birch, he's 20, and Chad Kurchinski's 19, and they had a run-in with police on Saturday in western Pennsylvania. It's not clear what they were angry about, but they drove to their local police station later that night to lodge a formal complaint. When they got there, the cops realized they might have been drinking, and both are underage.
Oh, dang it.
And Ethan's car was in the parking lot. So they just waited for them to get back into their car.
Idiots.
And then, like, popped on the cherries and brought them in.
Behind them waiting.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they're dumb.
Happened to, I don't want to say too much, but it happened to two people that I know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say extended family members.
All right.
One got taken in because she was underage, and I was having a little bit of fun, and she was not sober.
Mm-hmm.
So she called her brother, so my other extended family member, to come get her out. But that person also was underage and had been having a little bit of fun that night as well.
Yikes.
So they both ended up in trouble, and...
And then we go to the wheelchair robbery.
Okay.
And I can't even imagine what circumstances led to this woman committing this crime.
This better be a woman in the wheelchair
but
committing the robbery.
She had to know it wasn't going to work. There's a 39-year-old woman named Kenyetta Gordon in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. Of course it's in Florida.
Of course.
Yeah.
And she robbed a bank on Monday morning in an electric wheelchair.
Okay.
She went to the bank, tried to withdraw money, and when it didn't work, she got upset and robbed the place.
Oh, no.
She didn't show the teller a weapon, but they gave her $100, and she drove off in her wheelchair.
Very nice. She's got room. You know what I'm saying?
There's no word on why she
bank away.
Right, but only $100, and that's all you can get.
Oh no!
There's no word on why she's in the wheelchair, but it really wasn't a good getaway vehicle. As the cops just walked up to her and like, "Hey, we heard you might have been involved in this robbery."
They say it for a reason,
right? And so she was arrested for robbery, and also she had some drug paraphernalia on her.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. See, Florida
led to
that could do it.
Robbery.
My favorite story so far was the Canada one.
The Canada folks.
I think that one's the
snowman.
Winner.
Do you think it'd be too offensive to put up some of the? They're all blurred out.
Oh, okay.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
I'll put them up on Twitter so you guys can see
it. It can be the worst thing people see on Twitter.
Too. This is a very kidding. True fact. Like my avatar. Coming up.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We'll find out what Coriel has in store for us with the nitty-gritty for Music City and see what her hair looks like coming up on Facebook Live. And some good things to start your day to.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, Taylor Swift is actually at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts, which is something you don't hear often. Luke Combs is celebrating another big win, and Florida Georgia Line hits the silver screen.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Who are you today?
I don't know. This is my Dwight Schrute wig from a while ago. Well, okay. Actually, you can like part it down the middle like Dwight does.
Wow.
And I think it's a little cockeyed at the moment. Too, yeah. But I feel like I look like somebody's Aunt Janice or something.
You
right could.
You need some pearls. On, yeah. Like a pearl necklace, and you'll be ready to go.
Like, I kind of look like Mad TV Stewart's mom a little bit.
A little bit, like
yeah,
Stewart's mom as
definitely
well.
Definitely.
Like you could hang with Barb and Star when they go visit
Stewart.
Vista
oh,
Del Mar.
Yeah. So it's
you
been a minute.
Have that vibe.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a minute since we've said this, but Taylor Swift is sitting at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, and that's thanks to Love Story, Taylor Swift's like right. new version. So she started re-recording a bunch of her old hits because former producer Scooter Braun, like the whole mm-hmm. lawsuit stuff, he bought rights mm-hmm. to the songs and whatever. So she's just
right.
re-recording them. and Love Story is a re-recording of her 2008 song, Love Story. And the wow. also significant part about this, too, is that both versions reached number one on that chart, which makes her the second person in history for country music, I believe, to accomplish that. Dolly Parton's
I Will Always Love You, yeah.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You did it in 1974, and then she re-recorded it again, and then it topped those charts in 1982.
Cool. Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow. Right.
So okay. Taylor Swift's got cool company with
Dolly
Parton. Little
piece of trivia for you on yeah. a, what, Wednesday?
On a Wednesday. Now, having a number one song never gets old. Here's Luke Combs coming in with a little quote about his 10th consecutive number one hit, Better Together. He says, to the fans, thank you so much for loving what we do. And that's absolutely amazing because he's just on like a huge roll again.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. I honestly think he'll never be stopped.
No, we've
I think
already
my
started
son
playing
knows
forever
every
after
word
all.
To every one of his songs.
Really?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
the kids,
it.
The kids love Luke Combs and his music. Beard Ever Broke My Heart. It comes in a little different when an 8-year-old sings.
I was
going to
say, a kid singing, it's even better.
That's awesome.
So Dierks Bentley, real quick, he broke ground on a Whiskey Row location in Denver, Colorado. He has a Whiskey Row in Nashville, but now he'll be opening one up in Denver, and that's set
nice.
To open in December of this year.
Either we
that
need
means
a road
he'll
trip.
Be stopping between.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. He needs
did
to
you
come.
See his tweet the other day about that show in Omaha?
No. Oh, uh-huh. yeah.
Oh, wait,
no,
yes.
By the way, it was a year ago. It was a year ago, the Omaha show. Yeah.
Yeah,
a year ago.
I think, like, me and Rob, you were there, weren't you, Coriel? I can't remember. It wasn't our full team.
Yeah,
no, Liz
everybody.
Might have been there.
But
it was a good show.
No, I was.
Because his daughter was walking around
yes.
in the back area, and then
there
she came
go.
Out and sang with him and stuff, which is pretty fun.
I mean,
I'm excited to see that.
He's practically neighbors with us now that he's in Colorado, so we'll just have to go visit him in Whiskey Row.
There you go.
Road trip for sure. Gosh,
uh-huh.
this wig is itchy. Okay, sorry. The guys in Florida Georgia Line have expanded their empire to include more than just music and songwriting. They have their Nashville bar, their record label, a liquor brand, so many other things. But one thing they haven't really done yet is acting, and they're kind of open to it. Here's Brian Kelly's thoughts on hitting the screen.
I think there's a good chance of that. You know, I think it's just kind of taking the opportunities as they come. And I'm not trying to call my own future here, and I don't know what is to come, but it have to mean something. If I'm going to go put out energy to go do that, you know, I'd want it to be very meaningful and something special.
I don't know what role he would fit well in, but for some reason I'm getting the vibe of he's like a junkyard owner that takes in like a stray person to like teach
go.
Them life lessons. I don't know. That's just kind of the vibe I get from Brian Kelly. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
What's going on good in your world? We like to focus on the good, and if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll get our good ones, too, coming up. It's KX.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Every day at this time, we'll get you some good things. And if you've got one, like always, just let us know. Facebook or Twitter, just a direct message at KX969 with the title Good Things. We'll be glad to add your good things to our list of good things. Coriel, what do you got today?
My good thing is the Farm to School Bill, which connects children to local food. It's kind of like a twofold bill meant to improve childhood nutrition and strengthen local farm economies. Because if you think about it, if this initiative does what it's supposed to, it would keep Nebraska-grown food right here in the Cornhusker state by connecting these local growers and schools and stuff.
Ooh,
which, okay. If you think about it, I don't understand how we haven't done that sooner. To be right. Honest, like, for example, Robinette Farms with like arugula. I can't say that ever.
Arugula.
Whatever. Spinach microgreens. For example, the owner of that, Alex McKiernan, or co-owner of Robinette Farms, says that there's about 50% of the GPD in the state comes from agriculture, but we import 90% of the food we eat, and we just don't need to. Those numbers are crazy. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's keep Nebraska-grown food in Nebraska.
All right. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
Oh, my good thing. The Ark of Nebraska has put out a petition. I jumped on and signed it. You can decide if you want to do the same. I would encourage you. It's on Twitter, @Husker_Nick. I tweeted it out last night. The petition is to help get prioritize disability vaccine access as people with disabilities, specifically Down syndrome and other disabilities like that, have been removed from the underlying conditions on the priority group for 1B. And if you don't know, people with Down syndrome are 5 times more likely to be hospitalized and 10 times more likely to die than the general population. Wow. If they catch COVID. And I would just encourage you to take a look at it. And if you are so inclined, feel free to sign, because I think the people who really need that vaccine should be the first ones to get it. And hopefully, you know, everybody will eventually get it. But yeah. I would love to see that group of people have an opportunity to get that sooner than later.
My good thing is also vaccine related. On Tuesday, the People's City Mission, the employees there, were able to get their first dose of the vaccine. They have, throughout this entire thing, worked diligently with the homeless community here in town that serves over 300 people daily.
Wow.
They've had to do a lot of social distancing, a lot of extra work just to make it work. And luckily enough, Pastor Tom and his people, they're a part of phase 1B. And so they finally got their first vaccine and doing great things for our homeless community. So I'm just glad to see. PT is a good guy, and he gives his...
That's Pastor Tom, right?
Yep, Pastor Tom every day gives his life and to this group, and doing his best to help the homeless community get themselves back on their feet. Helps them get the clothes they need for job interviews, help them find jobs, help them get their own housing. From the ground up, the mission's been doing that for
important
our homeless community. So, yes, it's very, very good that his staff of about 100 people are now going to get their vaccines. And they got their vaccines, and they're on their way to be COVID safe.
Coming up. Next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
I never thought I'd say this. Crop circles on ice.
That is not the latest ice skating trend or show near you.
It's aliens is what it is.
It's actually aliens.
Thomas right now. It's KX.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On KX 96.9.
What happens if an alien wants to make crop circles, but the entire United States is covered in snow? Well, this happens. We go to Rogersville,
Alabama,
for this story. Coriel, what's going on?
So in Rogersville, Alabama, there is a woman named Winnell Kirkham and her husband, Mark. They've lived along the creek there for 15 years. She says this is the first time they've ever seen such formations. They are mysterious swirls.
That is so weird.
Found atop the frozen Alabama creek. I'm going to say
creek.
crack. And it's challenged meteorologists and, of course, you know, web sleuths and people and keyboard right. meteorologists to figure out what these formations are, because they can only chalk it up to one thing. Alien-created crop circles, of
nice.
Course.
Of course.
But so here's the deal. There are a bunch of different theories from different meteorologists. Most of them, well, yes, all of them, of course, are just simply weather-related, and then depths of the shoreline, and then warming, and then it freezes again, and yada, yada, yada. But either way, you chalk it up to something weather-related. They still do refer to the rings as crop circles, though. So I think that we can just count it as aliens at this point.
As officially aliens.
I think it's a giant cover-up. It's just aliens.
Do you think it's a cover-up, or like these aliens are like, listen, no one's even paying attention to us anymore. You guys have had all these other things happening in the last year. So now they're like, let's make it super obvious, and we'll come down to their snow. We'll put our little crop circles in, and then they'll all freak out. And now they're sitting in that mothership going, what is going on?
They're up there cackling their like four mouths because they're trying to explain it as something weather-related when they're like, that was they're us. Like,
we can't even show up and just show you we're here. There's been so many other things happening that no one even cares anymore. This is insane.
Like, where is everybody? Oh, they're
just
inside because
horrible
of COVID.
Timing.
I love it in the wintertime when the aliens come and visit around, or let's see, between like South Point and 40th or 48th and Pine Lake.
Really?
Yeah, they always come every year. That road there on Pine Lake kind of dips down a little bit, heads back up to the light between South Point and like 40th or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And on both sides of Pine Lake there's two little ponds in those neighborhoods. And when it freezes over and there's snow on it, there are symbols that are created there. Have you seen them?
No.
Yeah. It's
kind of freaking me out, like your Art Bell or something with your hands waving around like...
Yeah.
In rotating
circles. I guarantee
circles
you there's a couple good-sized wieners on those.
Okay.
Have you
JP,
not seen them?
If you've been...
No.
If you've been
every single year, someone draws a wiener. You know, a big hot dog.
Okay.
They draw big hot dogs over
gotcha.
There.
Didn't know
on
that.
Pine Lake Road.
I'm glad that you're paying attention to that.
By someone, I mean aliens.
Okay. Husker Nick.
Oh no, we're good.
Okay, I thought that was funny, but whatever.
It is fun. I just assumed
that
it was
is,
you.
Like, known around Lincoln.
I didn't
no,
know. That.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well,
people draw wieners over on that road at a certain time of year.
Yes, Pine Lake is highly traveled, especially on the South Point area.
Yeah.
And every year, because people use those ponds to play hockey, and every single year, someone draws hot dogs on it, wieners.
So you're very proud wow. of the artwork that you've done every year
that was
since
not me.
You
those
were in high
were,
school
those
in
were not
like
me.
The Southeast.
That was not
she's
me.
She's like, right those now, she's aliens. Offended that we don't know what
like,
she does every
two-thirds
year.
Two-thirds of
these...
the morning show has no idea about this,
yeah,
but you
we've
know
never
all
heard
about
it.
Right.
Well, I will pray for your souls. I'm
she's
sorry.
Like, it's a well-known fact.
It's
a
well-known fact.
It is.
Coriel thought she was really
someone
doing
is,
something funny.
There are
and
lots
no
of people
actually
listening
notices.
Right now. You know what?
Oh.
Okay, just please come to my defense. If anyone just heard what
right
I
now.
Said.
Yeah. Says it all
yeah,
on
right
Kix 96.9, 466, 96.96.
We'll see if anyone's even awake and listening. But
have
seriously,
you guys
please
ever
come to
seen
my aid.
The wieners Coriel draws ice. On these lakes over on Pine
it
Lake?
It is between, like, I think it's 40th, whatever is at the top of that.
Is
it's
that
like
our...
Brian. It's like Brian.
I live right there, and I've never seen these.
What do you mean? Oh, my gosh. Well, whatever.
This have you seen the drawings
there.
Of wieners Coriel does yeah. every year?
466-9696. Have you seen Coriel's ice wieners?
On Pine Lake Road between
or is,
South
or
Point.
Or is she delusional and it's not a thing?
The phones are ringing.
Okay, well, we'll answer the phones and during the break.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
Well, one of the first big things trending today would be everybody going back to school. Coriel.
Yeah, so all high schoolers can attend in-person full-time school starting March 15th, which is after spring break, according to Superintendent Steve Joel. So you can either go full-time in-person or 100% remote, but that means freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, they can all actually walk the halls and see their friends.
That'll be exciting for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Another big exciting thing happened last night for the Huskers.
Teddy Allen's long three-pointer.
Teddy Allen!
That's what he's in there for.
Teddy Allen lays it in. That's 41.
Yeah, Teddy Allen had a career night for the Huskers with 41 points, a record-breaking performance. He ties the school mark for points in a home game and most field goals made with 16. It was super exciting to watch that. He had 28 first-half points and broke the single half record for the Huskers. But the Polish Rocket, Eric Pietkowski, is still the leading scorer for the Scurs, but it was a fun, exciting night. They lost by three, but it was still good. And I also did, real quick, the NCAA volleyball tournament. I did just see a flash on the screen that going to have 25% capacity in Omaha when that is here.
Oh, great.
So that's some exciting news, too. And then the big story a lot of people are going to be talking about is Tiger Woods, Husker Nick.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is recovering from a lengthy surgery to repair what a doctor said Tuesday night were significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity, suffered yesterday in a single car rollover crash hours early in the morning. It was like 7 a.m. roughly, Los Angeles time. It was on a roadway in a suburb, and the official Tiger Woods Twitter account said that Woods had multiple, quote, open fractures on his lower right leg and that he had a rod placed in his tibia and screws and pins inserted in his foot and ankle during emergency surgery. And guys, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of exactly what happened, but it is not a good situation.
Like the description of all the injuries. Yeah. They had to use the jaws of life to get him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just treating it as an accident. They said that there was no smell or odor of alcohol involved, and he seemed to be lucid and was fine when he was talking to him. They're thinking speed played into this, but of course we're just 11 months removed from the tragedy with Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other people who crashed on that helicopter, so naturally people were really nervous. And you know, with Tiger Woods too, guys, he's probably the greatest golfer of all time,
for sure.
And somehow there's always going to be a what could have been, because he's had so many injuries over the years, and then of course he got in trouble because of those back surgeries. He had a mixture of different cocktails of things that ended up getting him a DUI and arrested for another month later for being out in public and not being able to really know what he was doing at the time. But you just hope that Tiger Woods is okay. Gosh.
Yeah.
JP, I just keep thinking about how, what was it, two months ago, we saw that video of him playing with his kid.
Yeah.
Golfing in that tournament.
So exciting.
So awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we just hope for the best. We wish the best for his family and his kids. And
I also read that area has had multiple accidents.
It's been, I did see that.
You know, it could really be. I mean, maybe he was going a little fast. I mean, like, it's all conjecture at this point, but, you know.
Sounds like he's lucky that he got out alive, is what the police said.
Our thoughts and prayers goes to Tiger and his family, and we hope for a speedy recovery, and whether that means playing golf again or doing anything like that again, whatever. We'd rather have you just be healthy and alive and with your kiddos. So the best to that family as they go through what they're going. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We move on to couples therapy and engaged couple Tanner and April.
I love you.
That's next.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
That's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, they dodged us last week and wasted our time.
Wow. Oh, savage.
Let's be real. All right, our time's not worth that much. It's the people listening to the show, all 14 of them, that were probably frustrated.
I'm just more
than 14. All right, 15.
We do have, finally, after trying to get them on last week, the lovely April and Tanner. Good morning. We'll start with April. Good morning, April.
Hi, how's it going?
We appreciate you getting on with us and give us a little bit of your time. Sorry that we had kind of a misconnection last week, but let's see if we can help you out this week, all right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what's going on with you and your fiancé?
Well, you know, I'm going to Arizona with a couple of my friends, because, you know, one of my friends is actually moving away, and we wanted to get away and go somewhere warm and enjoy before everything gets,
heck yeah,
you know, different.
I'll go along if you need a,
you a spot to go along with filled.
Yeah. So basically,
no. She's not interested,
no,
Coriel.
Okay.
She's not interested.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Coriel was offering up to go with you.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You had an extra spot.
I mean, why not?
Okay. All right. There you go. I like that answer better.
Absolutely. I would love that.
All right. So continue on, April.
Yeah. Sorry. So what's up with the trip?
Tanner is giving me a lot of crap about the trip, so he's telling me that he wants me to share my location on my phone. But okay. He says, "Oh, it's because you know you're going to be spending money, and I want you to be safe, and I just want to make sure that everything is okay." And I'm like totally thinking he just wants to snoop, and he wants to like.
Well, of course you're spending money. Why would he be worried that you're spending money?
Because we have a wedding coming up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every penny counts.
We have the honeymoon to think about and the wedding.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But okay, but you think
no.
So? But you think he's saying that as his excuse for him acting all weird about you going on the trip? But really, you think it's
him just wanting
it's
to
him
snoop
wanting
on
to
you.
Snoop because he also added and he wants to like see your location.
Yes. He's okay. That type of person.
Interesting.
Is it because he doesn't trust you? Like, does he think you're going to be sleeping around with some goofball from Arizona?
He kind of is like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, let's get Tanner's side of things. Good morning, Tanner.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Sorry about last week.
Hey, no. We appreciate
okay.
You giving
that's
us
all right,
some time
buddy.
Today.
Oh, that was a nice apology.
Yeah. So what's your side of this wanting to snoop on her phone?
Okay, well, that, you know, that makes it sound really bad. It's not like...
It sounds a little controlling, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that it sounds, you know, it sounds like I don't trust my fiancé. I totally do. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have proposed. I wouldn't have made this next step.
Hey, all right, that's fair.
Honestly, you know, I mean, part of it definitely is the budget. You know, I want her to be careful while she's there. About not spending too much, but also, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, why not here on the radio? I'm a little jealous that she's taking a little vacation with her friends. I wish I was going with her, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you just want to be able to know where she's going, so while you're at home, you can add the location to your anger. And just be like, oh, you're
so you can vicariously exactly. Live through her. It's almost like you're along for the ride, but remotely.
Oh, she's at the pool again.
God, okay, so so you're more or less you want her to share the location because, I mean, are you wanting to snoop or I mean, is it just because you want to be?
If it was a safety thing, I guess. That's the only way I can like rationalize this.
No, I mean I definitely want her to be safe and also live vicariously through her. But
I think you're playing it off a little bit.
Not, like I don't have any. I trust her completely. I know that she's going to make good choices while she's there. I just
it's other people
that
you don't trust.
I want to know where she is. You know.
Gotcha.
Here, wait. Let me ask. Hang on. Bring his wife back on, or his fiance.
April.
Are you planning on doing things that you would not want your husband to know you were doing while you were there?
Right. Like if you're at a club called Booty Work, and he's going to ask questions. That's on his.
Yeah.
That's
he's
on
like,
his
I saw you were at Booty Work.
Booty Work.
Yeah.
No. Not. I'm very open. I don't care. Like he's going to see where I am, and if he has a problem with it, he can tell me. But like.
Yeah, you're not hiding anything.
So I don't care if I share my location. I just think that you have just be honest that you want to snoop.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Man. Okay. There we go.
All right.
Let's make a compromise. If you do go to Booty Work, could you maybe shoot him a quick video, like a TikTok, and send it to him? And like, hey, hubby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, fiance. Here's me in Booty Work.
Okay,
booty
let's,
work,
well,
booty
let's
do.
See which team everyone else is on.
Let's find out some more info from our listeners and see what they think.
Here's what happens next.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
You can chime in on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What are we doing here?
On Facebook, KX969, are you Team Tanner? It's all out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Or Team April? She's an adult. Don't worry. And thinks ultimately he just wants to snoop because he wants her to share her location with him while she's on that big girls trip to Arizona.
All right. So Facebook or Twitter, KX969 for couples therapy, or 466-9696. Call in with your thoughts and pick a side. It's KX.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
in the morning.
The Morning Show
on KX 96.9.
There we go.
And working with April and Tanner and an issue they're having right now. Tanner wants his fiance April to share her location with him while she's out of state on a girls' trip. So you're choosing Team Tanner. It's out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Or Team April. I'm an adult. Don't worry. I think he just wants to snoop on me.
I feel
she
like
just
he's...
wants him to admit it.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's going to he's gonna end up looking down at his like tracker and be like, wait a minute, Las Vegas?
Yeah.
That's not in Arizona.
Definitely not in Arizona.
Why is she in Australia?
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I'm Team April all the way.
Why is
that?
Oh,
okay. Why?
All right. So I was thinking. First, he was starting to say that he didn't want her to spend too much money for the wedding when she was down there. But then you guys kind of suggested the safety angle, so I feel that he took that and ran with it. And I don't think that's initially what he was going for.
You really do think he's just trying to snoop
so
on
gave
her?
Gave him an out.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was thinking that if he can't trust her when she's on the girls' vacation now, how's he going to trust her for the entire marriage?
Party pants.
All right. Good questions and good response. Yeah. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
I feel like she should get a burner phone and then mail her phone to a different city.
No, don't do that.
Come on, man. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On KX96.9.
And it's couples therapy helping out Tanner and April, who are engaged. Give you a little background. April's going to Arizona with a close group of friends because one is moving away, and they wanted to go somewhere warm and celebrate their friendship and have some fun. And Tanner's been giving her a lot of crap about the trip and think she'll be spending a lot of money, and they don't have a whole lot of money. They're trying to save up for a wedding, honeymoon, and turns out Tanner really just wants her to share her location while she's gone because he's uneasy about her being away that far.
It's like a safety thing, but also he said he's jealous
of the trip. It's Team Tanner. It's out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Team April, though, you're choosing, I'm an adult. Don't worry. Be honest. And he just wants to snoop. Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I'm on Team Tanner.
Oh, really? Okay, why?
Because the only way you can get...
Oh.
Did we lose her?
I'm on Team Tanner.
Oh, really? Okay,
technical
why?
Technical issue. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
Because the only way you can get everybody out of the house and everything cleaned up all the time is if you know exactly when that other person's going to walk through the door.
Oh. Okay, that's funny.
Hey.
Okay. On Facebook.
Very, very smart. On the Twitter poll, KZKX969, it is literally split 50-50. Team Tanner, Team April.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it seems to be sort of 50-52 on Facebook also. I'm thinking it looks like maybe a little more Team April, though. So Jasmine has a nice comment. Jasmine says, people wind up missing all the time. If he is truly concerned for her safety, it may be wise to have someone know where you are if something unforeseen happens.
Okay.
So it seems that she's maybe a little Team Tanner on that aspect. Jackie says, Team April, they're getting married. The trust needs to be there. Gianna also says, Team April, been there, done that. If he doesn't trust her, that's a bad way to start a marriage. The controlling will get worse. And some people are just saying, hey, you know, quit being jealous of the girls' trip. Let her have some fun.
Well, we got a direct message on Twitter as well. When I go on trips, I share my location with my parents, husband, sitter, et cetera, for safety. But also because of my husband, I will that way he can check it out to make sure I'm good instead of texting me and bothering me while we're out doing stuff.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, I see that
side
of it.
You can kind of just see how her day's going. And, okay, she's over there getting her nails done or going out to the pool or she's at the bar or she's at, what is it,
right,
the booty place that you were talking about.
Booty work. Abby had a good agreement that they could come upon that if she hasn't been active on social media or checked in like a certain number of hours, then he could check her location.
Okay.
But that's a whole, honor system thing,
right.
I guess.
So
yeah, what do you guys think? Yeah, Tanner.
Oh, Tanner first?
Okay. Yeah. My question to you, Tanner, is let's pick one here, okay? Are you just worried about the money she's going to spend and like you're jealous that she gets away? Or is this truly because you're just worried for safety? You want to know where she is? Because I don't know. I'm just...
All right. I mean, I'll come clean. It's really, I want to snoop, but you know, I want to make sure, you know, I want to look into what she's doing. That's all.
Okay. You know, I don't blame you either. Is this your way of keeping a thumb on her? I mean, are you meaning for this to seem kind of controlling? Because just so you know, when you admit it, it does seem like it's a little controlling. But if you're just trying to snoop a little bit because you're jealous, I mean, just admit it.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm jealous, not because I want to control her.
Right.
I would never try to say where you can or can't go. I just want to. I just want to know. You know.
April, did I help you finally get the?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's all we want to do. That's all. I don't want to generalize, but that's all women want to hear is like, just admit it. Like, instead of coming up with excuses.
Other excuses.
Just admit the real reason why. That's even better sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think we've done our part, and now Coriel's still trying to fish for her opportunity to go on the trip.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Actually, don't send him your location. Send me your location.
Okay.
We'll just meet up.
That sounds good.
There it is. Well, I think you guys are good. Just keep doing what you're doing. You sound like a lot of fun. And if you need someone to marry you, I am ordained online. So
yeah, that's a way you can cut corners.
I can help you save a little bit of extra cash. So. Well, Tanner,
keep that in mind.
Thank you. All right, perfect. Well, you guys, best of luck. April, have fun
good
down
luck,
there.
Guys.
Be safe. And thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks y'all. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. If you need our help, we're here for you every Wednesday.
That one caller had it right. I think he was just looking for, he was looking for an out, and we gave him one.
Yeah, we did.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Welcome to Amazing Discovery.
Hey, if you hate to wash your underwear, there is some good news coming your way.
Okay.
There's a company in Minnesota called Herculon. Hmm. And they have come up with what is called the world's cleanest underwear.
Okay.
Nick, you need this.
It's an innovative...
I'm interested.
It's a self-cleaning undergarment that can be worn daily for weeks, even months, without becoming smelly.
Okay, never mind, I need this.
How is it self-clean?
So, it's all because of a revolutionary material called Herc Fiber, which continuously destroys...
It just made that. Made
listen,
up.
Right? That's just cotton, and they're like, Herc Fiber, here we go.
Makes you as strong as Hercules!
We tell them this stuff doesn't smell, maybe they'll believe us and just wear it for weeks at a time.
So they say their Herc Fiber continuously destroys all bacteria and stays clean without needing a wash. All you have to do is let the underpants air out for a bit after wearing them, and you can safely put them on again the next day.
Okay, so would this get you to finally start wearing underpants?
I'm very curious about this product.
Because hear me out. Okay. One, you can just wear one pair, and you can be as lazy as you want. Don't have to change it. And they encourage you to go free for a short time every day while these things air out.
I was going to say, you do have to go commando at some point in time with these underwear anyways.
So Herc Fiber is made with a blend of bamboo, eucalyptus, beechwood, and copper fibers.
Wow.
And it's the copper that is anti-infection, antibacterial.
Oh, so these are just like copper sleeves, like what Brett Favre wears?
Yeah, the copper socks or whatever, too. It also stabilizes and heals the skin.
It is.
When it's weaved into the underpants, it slows the growth of bacteria and eliminates the bacteria.
They literally went to Walgreens. They bought a bunch of those copper fit bands and put them into underwear. Is what they did.
Is that what you think they did?
That is what they did.
So
like, that's
it looks
crazy.
Like this is a campaign to get them. This looks like a campaign to get them finally made and pushed out. And it looks like it's gotten quite a bit of traction. But even with a discount to urge people to throw money at this,
mm-hmm.
Okay. With 57% off, $149 for seven pairs.
That's you wear one pair for a month.
Right.
Why would you need to own more than like 11 of these?
But I could spend a
11 or 12.
I could spend $35
on underpants
for like a handful of underpants, and that like I mean, as long as you're doing laundry, I guess that'll last you years.
Your granny panties cost that much?
Yeah, I got the good granny panties.
So the founder and creative director, Wenceslas Muni.
Say that again.
Wenceslas Muni.
Yeah.
Came up with the idea of self-cleaning clothing while on a trip to Iceland. He had packed only a backpack of clothing, but realized that it wasn't going to be enough to, as some of the clothes started to smell bad after one wear. And that got him thinking about sustainable solutions to the problem.
Wow.
And therefore,
well, thank gosh.
Herculean underpants.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is women that have monthly visitors, I'm not sure that this definitely pertains to you, and then also people with lactose intolerance.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if you're looking for the next...
That was a poop joke, but whatever, that's fine. You can go ahead and just steamroll it.
You've been really just kind of just hitting and missing a little bit here.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
You're still on the...
I'm going home now.
The Johnson's on the
I'm just going home.
The ice.
I am. I'm still stuck on the hot dogs drawn on the ice.
You guys missed that off-ramp like four times. Yeah. There's somebody shaking their fist at us in their car right now.
Next with the JP Corey and Husker Nick Show.
You're here for another 2 hours. We've got...
Coryell.
What's
funny?
We're going to have you tell us the truth that people didn't believe. You can do that now. Facebook, Twitter, KX969, and calling coming up.
Wake up. Wake up. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Call Sheriff. I'm at the Lighthouse Lounge, and I want to report a murder.
Wait a minute. Just hold on here. Is that you again, Lawrence?
Sheriff, look. This time I'm telling you the truth. I'm locked inside the Vitelli's basement with this guy.
Yeah, like the time you told me about the 50 Iranian terrorists who took over all the Sizzler steakhouses in the city. Just like that last prank about all those little creatures that multiply when you throw water on them.
It's hard to come back from somebody who tells...
Was that Goonies?
Yeah, that was Goonies. That was Chunk. I'm the perpetual liar, I guess.
The kid we're about to talk about in this segment, my 8-year-old son, this weekend we're watching Goonies for the first time.
Nice.
I'm very excited about it. Yeah, so I'm excited.
So the issue started yesterday with Husker Nick's kid.
So here's the background if you missed it. We were on Sunday. We were out of town. We went out to my father-in-law's house. We were gone for like 8 hours. We came back, and laying in the middle of the front room was my son's homework shredded by the dog. The dog quite literally ate his homework, okay?
Oh, no.
So I have an update for you guys, because I mentioned, like, you're not going to go to school and say the dog ate my homework, right? Like, it's the oldest trick in the book.
Well, no one's going to believe you,
I don't think. Right,
right. That's the other thing.
So I have an update for you, and this is glorious. I did not know that this happened.
Okay.
So... Jess took photos of it and took a photo of the dog because she was going to send it to the teacher.
Uh-huh.
My wife, who is amazing, decided it'd be great to let Carter go to school thinking she had already told the teacher.
Oh.
So when he said it, he thought she already knew. She didn't. Oh. And last night on our call, we did our teacher's meeting. She's laughing because she was like, I didn't believe him at first. I thought this is the oldest trick in the book. Zero chance. And then an email came in from Jess about an hour later showing photos.
Wow.
So my wife pranked my kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he literally sat in class for an hour, like, I'm telling you, the dog ate my homework. And no one believed him. Nobody believed him.
Oh, poor Carter, man.
Oh, yeah.
For the dude, but that's...
I've had this happen to me, though, recently, similar. So I went to D-Bats about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I go into D-Bats. We're doing batting practice, getting ready to travel around for our softball team. And I decide, you know what? I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go home. I get home. My wife is like, so... How many bars did you guys go to? And I go, honey, you won't believe this. I actually said to the team, guys, I'm going to get out of here because I think this is going to be a long night. I've got an early morning tomorrow on Kicks, so I'm going to get out of here and go home. 3 weeks go by. Tux comes over, one of my best buds on the team, and I remembered she didn't believe me and made him tell her exactly how it went down just so I could go, aha! I told you. There's nothing worse than actually for once telling the truth and not being believed about it.
Right?
God.
That's funny. So
it's crazy.
We've had a couple people on Facebook and Twitter. We'll get you too.
Coming up next.
next.
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Sure, like every other time, she was like nailed, like she nailed it.
Right.
But that one time, you guys.
It's on the Kix Morning Show page on Facebook or KX969 on Twitter. When did you tell the truth but no one believed you?
Donnie actually says something similar happened with the whole dog eating homework thing.
Right.
It happened to one of my students. They had photographic evidence.
When did you tell the truth, but no one believed you?
Wow.
That's what Carter Mann's been having to deal with.
Yeah.
With his dog eating his homework.
Man.
And it's a truthful thing that happened. It really did. That's one of the best excuses, though, ever to get out of, like, homework being late.
I wouldn't have believed either.
Coriel, did you say you had...
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, so essentially... I had burned the side of my neck with my curling iron.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say that
you're so full of
that
it. I don't believe
happened
you.
Nope. When something else had happened.
You got a hickey. That's exactly what happened.
Right. But that wasn't the case. I was actually
I don't believe
like,
that.
I mean, I was in, let's say I was like in eighth grade. So I'm like, first of all, I'm like, ugh. But I legitimately did, and my mom initially said, no, no way. And then I'm like, Mom, I'm not kidding you. Literally, like 6 hours later, the biggest pus-filled blister formed on top
of it. How long was
it.
That guy sucking on your neck?
Right.
Oh, no.
Good
stop.
Lord.
Long
being
time.
Gross. But I legitimately...
Coriel.
Well, I mean, come on. It literally was like... Well, I mean...
Who hasn't gotten or given a hickey, Coriel?
I know. I just don't... I mean, I don't know. It was 8 a.m.
Here's the deal.
If
Coriel shows up now with a hickey and says that it's a burn, I'm not believing
no,
it.
No, not at all.
I feel like 8th grade Coriel, I'll give the benefit
right.
of the doubt.
Those are only, like,
she sounds
kind
like she was
okay.
In a shot back.
Cardinal
okay,
ears
like,
sticking out in the ponytail.
Late high school, early college. Otherwise, it's just like... It's like, oh my God, grow up, bros. But... I legitimately, I was like, Mom, no. Oh, my God. First of all, bleh. Second of all, no. Like, look at it. I'm like, but don't touch it. It hurts. And she goes, no, I know exactly what that is. I was like, Mom, no. Oh, my gosh. I believe me.
All right. Get to the couple that
huge
we have on
blister,
Facebook
really
and Twitter.
Gross. Anyways, so I'm not landing anything today. I quit. Okay, so Stephanie says, when I was in elementary school, I was really sick one day and didn't go to school. The next day, my mom gave me the choice. I went to school, but she told me if I couldn't handle it, have the nurse call her. About halfway through the morning, I realized I was still sick, went to the nurse. When I told her mom, what? I don't understand. Said to have her call, she scoffed.
Are you
said,
okay today?
No, I don't. It's all kind of like a run-on sentence, but I'm trying to clear through it.
We get you.
When my mom came to get me, she made it clear to the nurse I wasn't lying and that she really did tell me to call. She was mad. The nurse was mad and made me feel like I was lying.
Gotcha.
Oh, man.
I don't know. There was a lot of words in that.
JP.
I was trying to muddy through it.
When I was in like, I don't know, seventh grade, I was playing basketball, went up to try to, you know, whatever, do some layup and landed on this kid's foot. And I ride my bike home, tell my mom, Mom, I think I broke my ankle.
Right.
It hurts so bad. It's swelling, whatever. My mom's like, you're just trying to get out of doing mowing the yard, vacuuming, all these things. So she makes me mow the yard. She makes me vacuum. Then a few days go by. I had to ride my bike to school and back. I finally am like, Mom, my ankle hurts. I go into the doctor, broken in three places, and I tore two ligaments in my ankle. And I was like, I told you this whole time.
I wasn't lying. I wasn't trying to pull one over.
I know. She's like, just be tough. You just need to be tough.
Brandy on Facebook, when I was little, my brother and I never drank our milk out of the sugary cereal that it was in. We would give it to the cat. Well, my mom thought I gave the milk to the cat, and I actually didn't that time. She made me pick it up and drink it. It was sour milk because apparently it had been sitting there for a couple days.
No.
Yeah. And then
you didn't get sick.
Lip gloss and hot sauce. I slammed my hand in a car door on purpose to get out of a test in college. My fiance accidentally told my family a few months ago, and they were like, what the F? Then after I left the ER, I went and did jello shots with my bestie for her 21st birthday at Fuzzy's. That's funny.
Man.
We also did get an anonymous report here. I admit I was a part of the Johnson making at the Ice Lake.
Okay, Corey, yeah, whatever.
I was going to say that too.
Whatever. No, I'm never
going to recover. I was going to do the same thing.
I'm never going to recover. That's fine. Whatever.
Oh, man.
We love you, Coriel.
Oh.
You can tell us about the times that Somebody thought you were lying, but really you were just telling the truth. On Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, Taylor Swift is actually at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts, which is something you don't hear often. Luke Combs is celebrating another big win, and Florida Georgia Line hits the silver screen.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Who are you today?
I don't know. This is my Dwight Schrute wig from a while ago. Well, Okay. Actually, you can like part it down the middle like Dwight does.
Wow.
And I think it's a little cockeyed at the moment.
Too, yeah.
But I feel like I look like somebody's Aunt Janice or something.
You
right could. Now.
You need some pearls. On, yeah, like a pearl necklace, and you'll be ready to go.
Like, I kind of look like Mad TV Stewart's mom a little bit. A
little bit like
yeah,
Stewart's mom as
definitely.
Well. Like you could hang with Barb and Star when they go visit
Stewart.
Vista
oh.
Del Mar.
Yeah. So it's
you
been a minute.
Have that vibe.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a minute since we've said this, but Taylor Swift is sitting at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, and that's thanks to Love Story, Taylor Swift's new version. So she started re-recording a bunch of her old hits because former producer Scooter Braun, like the whole mm-hmm. lawsuit stuff, he bought rights mm-hmm. to the songs and whatever. So she's just re-recording them. And Love Story is a re-recording of her 2008 song, Love Story. And the also significant part about this, too, is that both versions reached number one on that chart, which makes her the second person in history for country music, I believe, to accomplish that. Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You, yeah.
Yeah, Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You did it in 1974, and then she re-recorded it again, and then it topped those charts in 1982.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So
okay.
Taylor Swift's got cool company
with
Dolly Parton.
A little piece of trivia for you on Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Now, having a number one song never gets old. Here's Luke Combs coming in with a little quote about his 10th consecutive number one hit, Better Together. He says, to the fans, thank you so much for loving what we do. And that's absolutely amazing because he's just on like a huge roll again.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. I honestly think he'll never be stopped.
No, we've
I think
already
my
started
son
playing
knows
forever.
Every word to every one of his songs.
Really?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
the kids,
it.
The kids love Luke Combs and his music. Beer Never Broke My Heart. It comes in a little different when an 8-year-old sings it.
I was going to say, a kid singing, it's even better.
That's awesome.
So Dierks Bentley, real quick, he broke ground on a Whiskey Row location in Denver, Colorado. He has a Whiskey Row in Nashville. But now he'll be opening one up in Denver, and that's set to open in December of this year.
That means he'll be stopping between.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. He needs
Did
to
you
come.
See his tweet the other day about that show in Omaha?
No. Oh, yeah. It was a year ago. It was a year ago. The Omaha show. Yeah, a year ago.
I think, like, me and Rob, you were there, weren't you, Coriel? I can't remember. It wasn't our full team.
Yeah,
no, Liz
everybody.
Might have been there.
But
it was a good show.
No, I was.
Because his daughter was walking around in the back area, and then she came out and sang with him and stuff, which is pretty fun.
I mean,
I'm excited to see that.
Practically neighbors with us now that he's in Colorado, so we'll just have to go visit him in Whiskey Row.
There you go.
Road trip for sure. Gosh, this wig is itchy. Okay, sorry. The guys in Florida Georgia Line have expanded their empire to include more than just music and songwriting. They have their Nashville bar, their record label, a liquor brand, so many other things. But one thing they haven't really done yet is acting, and they're kind of open to it. Here's Brian Kelly's thoughts on hitting the screen.
I think there's a good chance of that. You know, I think it's just kind of taking the opportunities as they come, and I'm not trying to call my own future here, and I don't know what is to come, but it has to mean something. If I'm going to go put out energy to go do that, you know, I'd want it to be very meaningful and something special.
I don't know what role he would fit well in, but for some reason I'm getting the vibe of he's like a junkyard owner that takes in like a stray person to like teach them life lessons. I don't know. That's just kind of the vibe I get from Brian Kelly. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Allen, Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action,
Here's Couples Therapy with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, they dodged us last week and wasted our time.
Ooh, wow. Savage.
Let's be real. All right, our time's not worth that much. It's the people listening to the show, all 14 of them, that were probably frustrated.
I'm just more
than 14. All right, 15.
We do have, finally, after trying to get them on last week, the lovely April and Tanner. Good morning. We'll start with April. Good morning, April.
Hi, how's it going?
We appreciate you getting on with us and give us a little bit of your time. Sorry that we had kind of a misconnection last week, but let's see if we can help you out this week, all right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what's going on with you and your fiancé?
Well, you know, I'm going to Arizona with a couple of my friends because, you know, one of my friends is actually moving away, and we wanted to get away and go somewhere warm and enjoy before everything gets
heck yeah,
you know, different.
I'll go along if you need a, a spot filled.
Yeah.
She's not interested,
no,
Coriel.
Okay.
She's not interested.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Coriel was offering up to go with you.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You had an extra spot.
Why not?
Okay, all right, there you go. I like that answer better.
Absolutely, I would love that.
All right, so continue on, April.
Yeah, sorry. So what's up with the trip?
Tanner is giving me a lot of crap about the trip, so he's telling me that he wants me to share my location on my phone. But he says, oh, it's because, you know, you're going to be spending money and I want you to be safe, and I just want to make sure that everything is okay. And I'm, like, totally thinking he just wants to snoop, and he wants to, like...
Well, of course you're spending money. Why would he be worried that you're spending money?
Because we have a wedding coming up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, every penny counts.
We have the honeymoon to think about and the wedding.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, but you think...
No.
So, but you think he's saying that as his excuse for him acting all weird about you going on the trip, but really you think it's...
Him just wanting
it's
to
him
snoop
wanting
on
to
you.
Snoop, because he also added in he wants to, like, see your location.
Yes. He's okay. That type of person.
Interesting.
Is it because he doesn't trust you? Like, does he think you're going to be sleeping around with some goofball from Arizona?
He kind of is like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, let's get Tanner's side of things. Good morning, Tanner.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Sorry about last week.
Hey, no, we appreciate okay. you giving
that's
us some time
buddy.
Today.
Oh, that was a nice apology.
Yeah. So what's your side of this wanting to snoop on her phone?
Okay, well, that, you know, that makes it sound really bad. It's not like...
It sounds a little,
you know,
controlling, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that it sounds, you know, it sounds like I don't trust my fiancé. I totally do, otherwise... You know, I wouldn't have proposed. I wouldn't have made this next step.
Hey, all right, that's fair.
Honestly, you know, I mean, part of it definitely is the budget. You know, I want her to be careful while she's there about not spending too much. But also, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, why not here on the radio? I'm a little jealous that she's taking a little vacation with her friends. I wish I was going with her, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you just want to be able to know where she's going, so while you're at home, you can add the location to your anger and just be like, oh, you're a...
So you can vicariously exactly. live yeah. through her. It's yeah. almost like you're along for the ride, but yeah. remotely.
Oh, she's at the pool again?
God, okay,
nice.
So you're more or less, you want her to share the location because, I mean, are you wanting to snoop or, I mean... Is it just because you want to be...
If it was a safety thing, I guess, that's the only way I can, like, rationalize this.
No, I mean, I definitely want her to be safe and also live vicariously through her, but...
I think you're playing it off a little bit.
It's not, like, I don't have any... I trust her completely. I know that she's going to make good choices while she's there. I just
it's other people that you don't trust.
I want to know where she is, you know.
Gotcha.
Here, wait, let me ask. Hang on, bring his wife back on, or his fiance.
April.
April. Are you planning on doing things that you would not want your husband to know you were doing while you were there?
Right, like if you're at a club called Booty Work and he's going to ask questions, that's on his.
Yeah, he's like, I saw you were at Booty Work.
Booty Work?
Yeah.
No, not. I'm very open. I don't care. Like, he's going to see where I am, and if he has a problem with it, he can tell me, but like.
Yeah, you're not hiding anything.
So I don't care if I share my location. I just think that you have just be honest that you want to snoop.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Man. Okay. There we go.
All right. Let's make a compromise. If you do go to Booty Work, could you maybe shoot him a quick video, like a TikTok, and send it to him? And like, hey, hubby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, fiance. Here's me in Booty Work.
Okay,
booty
let's,
work, well, booty
let's
do.
See which team everyone else is on.
Let's find out some more info from our listeners and see what they think.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
You can chime in on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What are we doing here?
On Facebook, KX969, are you Team Tanner? It's all out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Or Team April, she's an adult, don't worry. And thinks ultimately he just wants to snoop because he wants her to share her location with him while she's on that big girls trip to Arizona.
All right, so Facebook or Twitter, KX969 for couples therapy.
Come on, man. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
And it's couples therapy helping out Tanner and April, who are engaged. Giving a little background, April's going to Arizona with a close group of friends because one is moving away and they wanted to go somewhere warm and celebrate their friendship. And have some fun. And Tanner's been giving her a lot of crap about the trip and think she'll be spending a lot of money, and they don't have a whole lot of money. They're trying to save up for a wedding, honeymoon, and turns out Tanner really just wants her to share her location while she's gone because he's uneasy about her being away that far.
It's like a safety thing, but also he said he's jealous
of the trip. It's Team Tanner. It's out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Team April, though, you're choosing, I'm an adult, don't worry, be honest, and he just wants to snoop. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on Team Tanner.
Oh, really? Okay, why?
Because the only way you can get...
Oh. Did we lose her?
I'm on Team Tanner.
Oh, really? Okay,
technical
why?
Technical issue. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
Because the only way you can get everybody out of the house and everything cleaned up all the time is if you know exactly when that other person's going to walk through the door.
Oh. Hey, that's funny.
Hey.
Okay. On
very, very smart. On the Twitter poll, KZKX969, it is literally split 50-50. Team Tanner, Team April.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it seems to be sort of 50-52 on Facebook also. I'm thinking it looks like maybe a little more Team April, though. So Jasmine has a nice comment. Jasmine says, people wind up missing all the time. If he is truly concerned for her safety, it may be wise to have someone know where you are if something unforeseen happens.
Okay.
So it seems that she's maybe a little Team Tanner on that aspect. Jackie says, Team April. They're getting married. The trust needs to be there. Gianna also says, Team April, been there, done that. If he doesn't trust her, that's a bad way to start a marriage. The controlling will get worse. And some people are just saying, hey, you know, quit being jealous of the girls' trip. Let her have some fun.
Well, we got a direct message on Twitter as well. When I go on trips, I share my location with my parents, husband, sitter, et cetera, for safety. But also because of my husband, I will, that way he can check it out to make sure I'm good instead of texting me and bothering me while we're out doing stuff.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, I see that
side
of it.
You can kind of just see how her day's going. And, okay, she's over there getting her nails done or going out to the pool or she's at the bar or she's at, what is it,
right,
the booty place that you were talking about?
Booty work. Abby had a good agreement that they could come upon that if she hasn't been active on social media or checked in like a certain number of hours, then he could check her location.
Okay.
But that's a whole, like, you know, honor system thing,
right.
I guess.
So
yeah, what do you guys think?
Yeah,
Tanner.
Oh, Tanner first?
Okay. Yeah. My question to you, Tanner, is let's pick one here, okay? Are you just worried about the money she's going to spend and, like, how, and, like, you're jealous that she gets away? Or is this... is this truly because you're just worried for safety? You want to know where she is? Because I don't know. I'm just.
All right. I mean, I'll come clean. It's really, I want to snoop, but you know, I want to make sure, you know, I want to look into what she's doing. That's all.
Okay. You know, I don't blame you either. Is this your way of keeping a thumb on her? I mean, are you meaning for this to seem kind of controlling? Because just so you know, when you admit it, it does seem like it's a little controlling. But if you're just trying to snoop a little bit because you're jealous, I mean, just admit it.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm jealous, not because I want to control her.
Right.
I would never try to say where you can or can't go. I just want to know, you know.
April, did I help you finally get the...
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's all we want to do. That's all. I don't want to generalize, but that's all women want to hear is like, just admit it. Like, instead of coming up with excuses.
Other excuses.
Just admit the real reason why. That's even better sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we've done our part, and now Coriel's still trying to fish for her opportunity to go on the trip.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Actually, don't send him your location. Send me your location.
Okay. Just meet up. That sounds good.
There it is. Well, I think you guys are good. Just keep doing what you're doing. You sound like a lot of fun. And if you need someone to marry you, I am ordained online. So
yeah, that's the way you can cut corners.
I can help you save a little bit of extra cash. So. Well, Terry,
keep that in mind.
Thank you. All right, perfect. Well, you guys, best of luck. April, have fun
down there.
Guys. Be safe. And thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. All right, thanks, y'all. Guys. Have a good morning.
Coming up next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We'll continue with the After the Show and get you what everybody's talking about today. And, like, we have to debunk more things. How about myths about cheese?
Let's talk about cheese.
That's... yeah.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now. It's going down
right here on Kix 96.9.
Well, one of the first big things trending today would be everybody going back to school. Coriel.
Yeah, so all high schoolers can attend in-person full-time school starting March 15th. Which is after spring break, according to Superintendent Steve Joel. So you can either go full-time in person or 100% remote, but that means freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors, they can all actually walk the halls and see their friends.
That'll be exciting for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Another big exciting thing happened last night for the Huskers.
Teddy Allen's long three-pointer.
Teddy Allen!
That's what he's in there for. Drive, Teddy Allen lays it in. That's 41.
Yeah, Teddy Allen had a career night for the Huskers with 41 points, a record-breaking performance. He ties the school mark for points in a home game and most field goals made with 16. It was super exciting to watch that. He had 28 first-half points and broke the single half record for the Huskers. But the Polish Rocket, Eric Pytkowski, is still the leading scorer for the Scurs, but it was a fun, exciting night. They lost by three, but it was still good. And I also did, real quick, the NCAA volleyball tournament. I did just see a flash on the screen that going to have 25% capacity
in
Omaha when that is here.
Oh, great.
So that's some exciting news, too. And then the big story a lot of people are going to be talking about is Tiger Woods, Husker Nick.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is recovering from a lengthy surgery to repair what a doctor said Tuesday night were significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity, suffered yesterday in a single car rollover crash hours early in the morning. It was like 7 a.m. roughly, Los Angeles time. It was on a roadway in a suburb, and the official Tiger Woods Twitter account said that Woods had multiple, quote, open fractures on his lower right leg and that he had a rod placed in his tibia and screws and pins inserted in his foot and ankle during emergency surgery. And, guys, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of exactly what happened, but it is not a good situation.
Like the description of all the injuries, yeah.
They had to use
the jaws of life to get him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just treating it as an accident. They said that there was no smell or odor of alcohol involved, and he seemed to be lucid and was fine when he was talking to him. They're thinking speed, played into this. But of course, we're just, what, 11 months removed from the tragedy with Kobe Bryant and his right. daughter and the other people who crashed on that helicopter. So naturally, people were really nervous. And,
yeah.
you know, with Tiger Woods, too, guys, he's probably the greatest golfer of all time.
For sure.
And mm-hmm. somehow there's always going to be a what could have been because he's had so many injuries over the right. years. And then, of course, he got in trouble because of those back surgeries. He had a mixture of different cocktails of yes. things that ended up getting him a DUI and arrested for another month later for being out in public and not being able to really know what he was doing at the time. But you just hope that Tiger Woods is okay. Gosh.
Yeah.
JP, I just keep thinking about how, what was it, a month ago, 2 months ago, we saw that video of him playing with his kid.
Yeah.
Golfing in that tournament.
So exciting.
So awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we just hope for the best. We wish the best for his family and his kids. And
I also read that area has had multiple accidents.
It's been, did see that.
You know, it could really be. I mean, maybe he was going a little fast. I mean, like, it's all conjecture at this point, but, you know.
Sounds like he's lucky that he got out alive, is what the police said.
Yeah.
Our thoughts and prayers goes to Tiger and his family, and we hope for a speedy recovery, and whether that means playing golf again or doing anything like that again, whatever, we'd rather have you just be healthy and alive and with your kiddos. So the best to that family as they go through what they're going. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Yeah. On Kix 96.9.
It was a snack, was snacking, my lips were smacking, and my friends are singing.
Coriel safe from the cheese.
Well,
it's not bad for you, Coriel.
Okay.
According to science.
Health-wise, everybody can have some cheese. Except for I am lactose intolerant, so I don't really know how much.
Hey, if the scientists say it's okay, then you should be fine.
Cheese isn't that bad for you after all. There have been several recent major studies. They found cheese has an unfair reputation.
Yep.
So they actually found that cheese can, if anything, be more neutral than anything, not as bad for you as you'd think it was.
Right.
It doesn't cause all this weight gain and all this stuff that everyone just assumes that eating cheese will get, essentially. There's actually no evidence that you'll gain weight.
Right.
That you'll get heart disease.
In fact, actually,
or diabetes.
A couple pieces of cheese before you go work out is actually a really good protein to have in your body.
And it's like healthy fat.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So the studies found what really makes you gain weight are things like refined grains, potatoes, processed meats.
Yeah, no more bologna.
Cheese didn't cause people to gain weight, and sometimes it even actually like helped people lose weight, which I'm assuming is kind of like in correlation with like the keto diet, because you know the keto diet
right,
is like
right.
basically all cheese and meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would not survive on that diet.
No, I would not at all. There's no evidence that cheese is linked to cardiovascular disease, and in some studies, it even lowered that risk a little bit.
There you go.
So if you're looking for a clap back to that person in your life that tells you eat too much cheese, you snack on too much cheese, quit all doing all that, you're gonna gain weight.
The clap bag is like, it's really good for you.
Science says
cheese is fine for you.
Yes, with all the right? claps.
With all the claps.
That's a literal clapping back. And I've also read that tequila, technically.
Oh, no, tequila's good for
is
you.
A probiotic.
Really?
Well, I mean, agave, which is...
well...
Well, in tequila can be kind of a probiotic. But
I agree.
I don't think there's really many legs to stand on there. But I'm going to go ahead and go for tequila and cheese.
Yeah.
Those are the hills I'm going to die on.
Man, can you imagine the tequila cheese diet?
Wait, I don't know. Hold on. I'm thinking about it.
And me too. Just that.
Not a terrible idea.
See? We come up with some good stuff here.
When I wake up. Ooh. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
A lot about conspiracies today on the show.
Okay, but can... Oh, right. No, don't get me started again.
Oh, I know. I mean,
are we talking about the hot dog shaped things?
I was talking about the ice from before.
Oh, the crop circles.
The crop circles and the ice.
And the ice. Okay, sorry.
You're talking about the thing that you won't let up on.
And if you're wondering about what we're ambiguously
go to the podcast.
Talking about, go to KZKX.com.
We're not going to go
there. Or go to the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings. But there are Easter eggs that have popped up. I guess in just our world in general in the last 24 hours, and it's blowing my mind. The Scream painting, for example.
Okay, that is super weird. If you haven't heard about this, there's apparently a hidden message in the painting. The Scream is like one of the more, you've seen
it
before.
It's like a bald, almost alien-looking dude with his hands on his cheeks, and he's like, oh, and it's all swirly in the background. Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
So apparently there's a hidden message in it.
And it's real.
And this is crazy because it's true, because they show it on this article that we have from CBSNews.com about this hidden message in the painting.
The infrared scans picked it up. And the reason why they used infrared scans is so that it wouldn't impact the painting negatively, because this is like a really old painting, of course.
So the artist, Edvard Munch. Edvard Munch. They used the infrared scans and have shown that Munch left a tiny sentence in the corner of the painting written in pencil after the work was already completed, which is just crazy to me.
Can I say what the phrase is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it.
All right.
It says, could only have been painted by a madman. Isn't that wild?
Fun.
Oh,
as you
it's
do.
It's creepy and awesome.
Mark that as your thing. Yeah, that's your thing. I'm a madman.
That's so cool.
This is my thing.
And, I mean, the fact that they even detected it in the first place, or it's taken this long to find it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy to me that they have not found it after all of these years.
Well, and I wonder if they may have, like, wondered what it was, but they couldn't, because they couldn't tell since it's so small and it's so old.
Right.
Maybe they just realized that, infrared scans will allow us to see this without damaging the painting.
Take a look at this without hurting it.
But it's just, it's so cool.
Watch, it was some intern that was just doing a basic cleaning on it.
I know.
What? Have you guys seen this? Like, thousands of years have gone by. And nobody has seen this except for intern Eddie.
Hey, that goes to the segment earlier about times that you were telling the truth and people thought you were lying.
Right.
And then the other Easter egg that I found, this blew my mind at like 4 a.m. on Twitter. The parachute that the Mars rover Perseverance that just landed on Mars.
Yeah.
The parachute that opened up to like help bring it to safety, whatever. People on Reddit found like a code hidden within the pattern of it. So it's red and white, and there's these like red blocks.
That is wild.
And it's something about like binary. And the numbers, it's a binary code or something, and the numbers equate to alphabet and yada, yada, yada. And it spells out, let me double check. Hold on. Dare Mighty Things, which is a slogan that NASA uses, or it's like a phrase that NASA uses.
That's interesting.
And apparently on the rover itself, there are like a bunch of documents that they sent up there too, of like essays people wrote to name it Perseverance and
that's
all this
awesome.
Stuff. So
that's fun.
I know. There's got to be more Easter eggs out there,
tons.
Too, of weird stuff. I'm gonna do some research today.
Yeah, go for it.
And if I find something cool, I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Sidebar. Yes. Every time I see the Scream painting, I think of this.
Is it
like the screaming goat?
Goat?
Every time. It's the screaming goat. Like, that's what that guy sounds like when he's screaming in the painting.
Yeah. I hear it. Yeah, I see it. I hear it.
We'll look for more Easter eggs hidden and bring it back to you tomorrow. So I'm gonna lay this out here. It is kind of heavy.
Okay.
But I think it's kind of important for people to know.
All right.
Bullying is not okay.
No.
Not at all. And yesterday, it just kind of all hit me. And I've been anti-bullying for a very long time, because as a kid, I was bullied. I was bullied on the bus. I was bullied by different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it took standing up for myself to get past that. Unfortunately, it happens when you go from being a kid to an adult. There's still adult bullies out there.
Try having very large ears, a very large nose, the size of a pin needle, and having next to no athletic ability.
Yeah. And I've heard now a couple of stories where parents are having to deal with kids getting bullied, and those kids attempting suicide. There was one that happened this past week or so.
And locally?
Locally.
Oh, no.
And there are, I just want you to know, there are people that are here to help end this, to end bullying. There is the Nebraska Bullying Prevention and Intervention Initiative that you can find online. The ACLU, Nebraska.org does that as well. LPS is very good. If you got to just talk to somebody.
The well, and if even then, if it doesn't seem like that's going to work, the cool thing is to shut it down as a bystander and a
right.
friend. You know
Please.
What I'm saying? And honestly, it's just so much cooler and so much more fun to just mind your own business
yeah.
and like not be a bully. That sucks. I mean, bullies are so last year.
There's no reason for you to be a bully.
Yeah.
Even as an adult, there's no reason.
Be mindful of how you're treating other people right. and what you say.
So if you see it, say something, help them, step up. If you need someone to talk to, I put it out on my Facebook page, my personal one. If you need somebody to talk to,
yeah,
hit me up. I've already had a couple people reach out about situations they're having to deal with their kids. And I don't know the answers. I don't know all the answers. I do not. I'm not an expert in this.
Yeah.
But I'm somebody who's willing to listen to you and try to come up with a plan.
It is very sad to hear that obviously bullying happens no matter how old you are.
Right.
But it is very sad to hear that we're still dealing with these things
right.
To date. You know, that really does. It hurts my heart. So just, I don't know, if you're listening and you're in school at the moment and maybe it's a little more prevalent around you, mm-hmm. just take a reminder to put yourself in other people's shoes.
Yeah. And if parents.
Maybe have a conversation with your kids.
Yeah,
too.
Please. This is important. It's important. Let's end. You know what? Cancel culture. Let's cancel bullying. I mean, that'd be perfectly I'd be perfectly okay
yeah.
with that. So whatever you can do, if you need someone to talk to, hit me up. Or there's a bunch of other groups that you can do that as well. And I'd be more than willing to share that information. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Let's move on with life and try to find some good things in life.
Yeah.
So hopefully you have a great day today. Tomorrow we'll be back with more ridiculousness. We've got Datum or Dump.
It'll be the appetizer to the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get you around to JP Mix's guests. If you missed any of today's show, including Couples Therapy, you can find it on our podcast at KZKX.com. Thank you so much for joining us every day. We really, truly do appreciate you and love you.
Kix concerts are back with Lee Bryce at Ralston Arena March 11th.
Are you one of them girls?
Get details and win free tickets now.
One of them girls.
At KZKX.com.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.